Woke up after midnight, both my neck and arms were sore. On my upper lip, there's a growth I've never seen before. And I wish that there was someone I could call. The WGN hotline.
Sing along now.
I have edema on my thigh.
Edema.
Pink stuff in my eye.
My eye.
I need you now.
Dr. Kevin Most joins us now. I got a text from your brother, Kurt Most, last night. One of my favorite Mosts. And
yeah.
Kurt pointed out that you guys played golf yesterday afternoon, and he made more birdies. What happened?
He did make more birdies, but I hit more greens. I just didn't putt well. But It's always a special time when you get to go out on the golf course with your older brother. So,
and he treats you like he did when you were 10 and he was 12.
Yeah. No, he's always treated me with respect. But, I mean, it's great. You know, we're born two years apart on the exact same day, which is kind of cool. So, we've shared birthdays all our lives. So
Dr. Most has a very close family, but I think it's time that you actually announce today who your favorite brother is. Let's go. Here's the announcement now, because I know your mom's listening. Hello? Hello? Did I listen? I listen? Phone went dead there. I'm sure you said the answer, but we couldn't hear it because the phone went dead.
Bad connection.
How about that? All right, at 6:45, when we come back, we have several things to go over today. There is a Legionnaires outbreak in New York City. Explain what Legionnaires disease is. There's a Ebola vaccine breakthrough. And the wrestler Rowdy Roddy Piper died at 61. But also, in light of late summer here and everybody having their own little miniature aches and pains, some more serious than that, it might be time to freeze various parts of me. That's all accurate, Doc? That's on the list today? That's a good list?
That's a very good list. Very interesting list.
All right. I'm going to call your mom and see who her favorite son is, and we'll come back to you in a second.
You got it.
Dr. Kevin Most, Vice President for Medical Affairs for Northwestern Medicine and Central DuPage Hospital. Did you have a good weekend, by the way, other than playing golf with your brother?
Yeah, I did. It was nice. Finally nice to have decent weather on the weekend. We deserve it.
Well, maybe you'd call and check in on me, but didn't hear from you.
I was expecting a call from you since last Monday, actually.
About what?
Golf date.
Yeah, I know. Really, I'm lame, aren't I? I'm so lame. Plus, I was supposed to get you the name of that bug spray.
Yep. That was going to be this morning. We're all waiting for that.
It's in my bag, my golf bag, which is in my car. I could actually have Ross go down and get it.
Can probably get it in 8 minutes. Yep.
Yeah, it probably happened. All right, let's jump to some of these stories. This unusual Legionnaires outbreak in New York City. First, what's Legionnaires disease?
Yeah, so Legionnaires disease is a bacteria that causes pneumonia. It was first noted in 1976 in Philadelphia at an American Legion conference, and the hotel cooling system actually aerosolized this bacteria, sent it down into the hotel, and many people were injured or sick. So we've seen outbreaks, you know, since then. Matter of fact, we had one in Chicago not too long ago, a few years ago. And now there's probably 10,000 cases of this a year. The unusual thing about in New York is it's not in one hotel. It's not in one place. It's in four different buildings, and they're testing others. So it's kind of like, why is this going on in multiple places? Usually the bacteria will catch or collect somewhere where the cooling system is, where there's some standing water, gets aerosolized. But why is it at four different buildings in New York? That's the unusual thing.
And is it something that could come up anywhere?
Yeah, it could come up anywhere. Yep, the bacteria is pretty much everywhere. It's just a matter of an opportunity to grow. And, you know, we're hearing about the deaths, but, I mean, a lot of people get this. It's kind of a flu-like illness where you have fever and pneumonia and cough. The vast majority of people are going to do just fine being treated with antibiotics. Some of those older patients or immunocompromised patients that are going to have bad outcomes.
Moving on to Ebola, first off, what's the status of the outbreak in Africa, since it's obviously not front page news?
Yeah, you know, there was a little outbreak last week, I want to say in Sierra Leone, but it's pretty much doing fairly well contained. But the bigger news, Steve, is like you were talking about the vaccine that's coming out. So GlaxoSmithKline, Johnson & Johnson have formed together to produce a vaccine, which is really great when you think about it. Most companies are going to go into vaccines to make money on them. I'm not sure this is going to be a huge moneymaker, but it really could contain this virus as well as protect the people who are treating the individuals and those in the community. And the outcomes so far are extremely promising, 100% effectiveness right now, way better than influenza vaccine. That'll probably change over time, but still very, very promising.
Roddy Piper was only 61 when he died the other day. What killed him?
Died of a heart attack, which is unfortunate. You think of him and you think of him as an individual and a personality, but he's also as an athlete. So he was in pretty darn good shape at times in his life. I don't know what he's done the last couple years, but yeah, we have to realize he was only 61 years old. Same age my father died from a heart attack. So this is something, again, thinking about heart disease, kind of make sure you know what your cholesterol is, know your blood pressure, take care of those things, because even a world-class athlete can have a heart attack. So very important and unfortunate, because he was quite a character.
All right, so let's talk about freezing things. Freezing things is the, you know, I saw the Peyton Manning commercial last night where he's singing to his, what is it, a sub or something? What's the commercial where he's sitting in the tub of ice? Losing feeling in my toes. Peyton Manning sitting.
Nationwide.
That's a Subway commercial. Nationwide. Nationwide. So he eats a sandwich in the commercial is what I'm being told, oddly enough, by Kevin. But at any rate, the idea that you would ice down athletes after a sporting event is certainly not new. It's been around forever. But now there's a new way to do it. I got to get me one of these machines. Explain this.
And it really is very cool. And think about it. If you watch a baseball game, you go, you look in the dugout, the pitcher comes off to put a bag of ice. You see the interviews like Peyton Manning or all these football players are sitting in this huge ice bath. And they stand there for 20 to 30 minutes. And what they're trying to do is decrease inflammation. Because if we decrease the inflammation, we know that the recovery time is much quicker. Well, there's a company out now, Impact Cryotherapy, that is doing this in 2 to 3 minutes. You go into this chamber, it's filled with nitrogen vapors, it decreases the temperature in the chamber to about 150 degrees below, and you're in there for 2 to 3 minutes, but it treats your entire body. So instead of that bag of ice being on your shoulder, it's taking care of your entire body. Now, when I hear Zach Johnson and Jordan Spieth use it on a regular basis, a couple times a week, you know, get me signed up, because it must be working. A lot of big universities using it, professional baseball teams as well.
So you walk into this thing, and are you standing up or are you laying down?
You're standing up. Your head is outside of it. So
it closes around you like a clamshell.
Exactly. And then they fill it up with the nitrogen vapor, and it cools it down. And it's actually working just on the superficial layers of the skin. You're not in there long enough to get frostbite. It's not going to do any damage to you. As a matter of fact, a lot of people think it's actually healthy for the skin. I think the interesting thing is this has been around for 30 years. Just hasn't been in the United States. Used widely in Japan and Europe for arthritis patients, for MS patients, and for athletes. And now it's gone from the elite athlete. They finally got the price point where they can bring it down to the amateur athlete now.
And it's not painful.
Not painful at all. Most people come out of it feeling rejuvenated.
That's a really cool idea. How much?
$50,000, I believe, for the unit itself. And most of the therapies, you can get this at Sea Island, Georgia, you know, one of our favorite places down there. And
yeah, I would think this sounds like a spa treatment.
Exactly. They do have it in multiple spas. At Sea Island, they have it in their golf performance center as well as in the spa. But the treatments are about $50, so it's actually fairly inexpensive for the athlete that says, wait a second, you're going to make me feel better tomorrow morning instead of me having to take Advil and work on all this. I'm going to decrease that inflammation before it occurs. So interesting concept. I think we'll see some very interesting studies coming out of it now that it's more popular in the U.S.
I have $140 in my wallet, and you have a lot of connections. I'd like one delivered today.
Yeah, I'll tell you, we should actually look to see where it is, because my lower back today is bothering me quite a bit. It would have been nice to have one of these therapies yesterday. I could have told you how well it worked.
Well, I'll have one of them, and then I'll let you go in second.
Okay.
Like kind of guy I am. Dr. Kevin Most, Vice President of Medical Affairs at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. We're stalling for just a second. We're waiting for Ross to return from he probably had trouble getting back because he had to go to my alternate parking space because someone parked in my spot today.
Do you haven't had that car towed yet?
No, I thought about it. I mean, it is two spaces farther away.
Uh-huh.
And you know what, a diva.
Just make sure it's not Larry Wirtz or Jimmy DeCastro's.
Oh, better not be. I'll see, those two clowns are out of the company.
Okay. But
we're waiting to find out the name of this bug spray. I swear to you, with all the gnat problems that we've had, this is the only thing I've ever seen that works. And Doc thinks I'm nuts. The rest of you think I'm nuts. I'm telling you. And I ordered it online from some like kooky guy somewhere in the country that charged me like $9 for it or something. And you spray it on your golf hat or on your shirt. It doesn't cause any problems with the fabric in your clothing or whatever. You can even spray it on your skin.
We just think you're goofy because you said you've only seen 3 mosquitoes this summer.
Right. That's a true story.
That's
and hey,
crazy.
You know, the gnats don't cause diseases like the mosquitoes do, but yeah. They taste awful, don't they?
They do.
Oh, yeah, you get when you eat those?
They do,
oh.
and it's impossible to do anything outdoors with the gnat problem that we've had, but there's only been 3 mosquitoes all summer. All right, Doc, well, keep listening. I know you have patients to see and a hospital to run, but just sit by the radio until we get an answer for you.
You got it.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Talk to you guys later.
Dr. Kevin Most, Vice President of Medical Affairs, Northwestern Medicine, Central DuPage Hospital. Your news coming up, and then Ron Kittle will join me in about 10 minutes to talk about the great Billy Pierce after this, 720 WGN.